Nicole Poirier. She is the Civic Events and Festivals Coordinator down with the City of Edmonton, and they have something awesome available for you guys to watch the game down in Churchill Square. Dante, and welcome to 89.3 The Raven and Windspeaker Media, Nicole.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I caught wind that you guys have a watch party happening down in Churchill Square tonight. Is that right?
Absolutely. We are super excited that the Oilers are now going to start round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And we know for our city that brings lots of excitement and vibrancy. And so in Sir Winston Churchill Square, we are actually going to be showing the game. It's going to be family-friendly, family-focused, and an alcohol-free viewing party starting tonight.
And any little side things going on? You got food? You got any pre-entertainment going on? Anything like that?
Not a whole lot of pre-entertainment, but absolutely we will have food trucks out there. There's going to be some large format games like our table tennis and our giant checkers and chess games. Tonight, the Edmonton Arts Council is actually going to be out with a little bit of salsa dancing in advance. So we're really, really excited that this gives an opportunity now that the OEG Fan Park and Plaza are shifting to 18+. That families can come out and feel safe within a family-focused area with no alcohol, and a great way for people to put on their jerseys and come out and cheer on our Oilers.
And that was my next question for you. Was this the result of a cry out from people that were, you know, didn't like the atmosphere of how rowdy it was down in at the Rogers Place and at the tailgates down there?
Yeah, well, we continue to learn each game, what the crowd's going to do, how it's shifting, what the demographics are, et cetera, et cetera. And I think there's just so much excitement for our Oilers that it made sense at this point in time to turn those two locations into spaces and places for people who are 18 plus who want to drink alcohol. And it allows us to really manage that crowd in a different way than when you start to mix in children and families. And we wanted to make sure there was an opportunity for all Edmontonians to come out and be a part of this really exciting time in Edmonton.
Amazing. So many different ways to watch the game for different demographics. And what time is everything kick off tonight down there? What time can people start making their way down there?
Yeah, they can start making their way there at 6:30. The puck drop actually is at 7:30. So the game will be playing as of 7:30. And like I said, there's activities and things happening, food trucks and large format games and that kind of thing in advance. So start making your way there at 6:30.
And what about transportation? How can people get down there to Churchill Square?
Yeah, we're absolutely encouraging people to take LRT and the bus service. It is in place before and after the game, so people can get to and from downtown safely. There's also tons of parking. City Hall Parkade is open, the Canada Place Parkade, as well as the Library Parkade. So lots of parking, but we encourage people to take transit. For any information on this, people are welcome to go to edmonton.ca/playoffs. And all of the information will be there and available for everybody.
Once again, Nicole Poirier with the City of Edmonton with Civic Events and Festivals. We'll see you down there, and go Oilers go, and we can't wait to take it all in Churchill Square.
Absolutely. Let's go Oilers.